time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Roquan Smith met with the media following the Ravens' win over Cleveland on Sunday afternoon.
So, Roquan, what's it like when you see that ball on the ground and, you know, you pick it up? Is it just instantly in your mind, end zone?
Yeah, no, for sure. I feel like it took me back to my high school days playing running back. But it was an awesome job by T-Rob being able to get the sack, fumble, and I just reaped the reward being there close to the ball, and I just had to do a little sprint for about 15, 20 yards.
Hey, Roquan, Marlon this week specifically mentioned maybe a lack of maturity on defense. How did your defense kind of respond and find a way past that?
At the end of the day, it's only about the people that's in our locker room, and we have the utmost respect for each and every person that we go to war with out there, all my guys, and from Zio at the top of the helm. So it's more so about just being who we are for four quarters, and I felt like we showed that today, but still there was a lot of plays that we felt like we left out there. So there's room for improvement. Just got to get back in the lab, get better, enjoy this victory, and on to Monday night.
How big a deal was it that the defense, and you specifically, made some impactful plays, tackles for losses, pretty much right out of the gate? I mean, was there an element of like, what happened last week is not going to happen again this week?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like last week we all had a sour taste in our mouth, and it was just more so about moving on and not letting last week beat you twice. And I felt like it was a great job by Tooch giving me some great pitchers this week, and then for studying these guys and knowing what they like to do in certain situations and just like pulling the trigger. But I still feel like I left some plays out there. So it's just more so about getting back in the lab, getting better, enjoying this tonight and on the next week.
Roquan, I asked Coach Hobbs, was this your best game as a Raven? He said, he think you've been consistent since you've been here. But would you consider this your best statistic as a game as a Raven?
I don't really look into all that. My job is to just go out each and every week, play to the best of my ability, and that's just what I do. And, you know, let everybody else decide on if it's the best game or not. That's not my decision. So I'm just focused on being the best teammate, best leader, and best linebacker for the guys.
How happy were you, as you know, especially with everything that's gone on over the last week surrounding the defense, to be able to kind of put the exclamation mark on this game?
At the end of the day, like I said earlier, it's only about the guys inside of that locker room and the guys that we're going to war with. So all the noise, honestly, I don't really hear it, nor do I care about others' opinions. It's more about the guys who I'm going to war with. That's who I care about opinions and how they actually feel and how we're going to go out and show exactly who we are. And we're going to do that week in and week out. Yeah, last week is in the past for a reason. Learn from the mistakes, did a lot of great things, but it's great to have your weaknesses revealed week one as opposed to later in the season. So got that sour taste out of our mouth, left a couple plays out there today, but it's just more so about being who we are for the rest of the season and not having any let-ups and playing four-quarter football.
At what point of the week would you say you were able to fully move on as a group?
I watched that game probably three times, so like two times on the bus and the plane, and then another time, probably four now that I think about it, then another time with the defense on Tuesday. So I would say after like Tuesday, the game was flush. I knew there was plays that I left out there that I wanted back, and at the end of the day, this is a week-to-week league, so you can't focus on a game that you played last week and let it beat you the next week. It's about moving on, making the corrections, and putting your best foot forward to be the best possible defense that we can be, and I felt like we did that, despite there's a couple plays out there today, and we just got to continue to get better from.
What do you think that impact had on you watching it, you know, four times? Obviously, you can watch it, but four times and being able to flush it. What do you think that impact from watching it so many times?
I feel like, well, you just hone in on the details and know that it's small things that eventually adds up to big things, and it's just about being real with yourself and upfront. Like if there's plays out there, you have to look yourself in the mirror and say, hey, there's a play right there that I can't make, I can't allow to happen, nor as a defense we can allow to happen, and knowing how much respect the offense has for us and how much respect Coach Harbs has for us on the team. So just have to play our part for four entire quarters and not just three. And I think it was just more so that, and it just revealed some weaknesses. And like we said, we're not going to allow that to happen again. So that was like the main thing, and we kept the main thing.
Two more for Roquan.
How good does a fourth quarter like that one feel?
It's pretty sweet. I kind of hate that duo at the end with number 10 broke out for like 30 yards or so, like messing with my D-line rushing numbers and things of that nature. So that left a sour taste for sure, like seeing that happen and then a little late touchdown by the back. But it is what it is, and obviously you have to get better from it and grow from it, and knowing that we'll probably likely see those plays again.
Take any offense to Jerry Jeudy saying there's nothing to worry about the secondary?
At the end of the day, people talk. That's why people have mouths, for the ones that can talk. And, like, that's what he chose to say with his mouth. And, hey, at the end of the day, it's about what you do on the field. It's not about talking. Talking don't win you anything. It's about how you come out and play. So hats off to him for having this opinion. This is America, freedom of speech.
What's going to be the key to carrying this performance over to Monday night?
I think it's going to be very simple, being who we are, play in and play out, not allowing teams to get us off balance. Yeah, their professional team's going to be professional, so they're going to make plays, but it's about the response mechanism and how we're going to respond to adversity. And I know each and every guy in our locker room are going to respond the right way. So it's about just being who we are and doing our 111th every single play, one play at a time. We do that, the sky's the limit, and we know that. But it's not going to be easy, but we have to stick to who we are.
All right, thanks, Rob. Yeah.